Ian Scholz, Glenn Beck, formerly a Fox News, a Rupert Murdoch entity, now seeking to build a mini-empire of his own, went with his family and security detail in early July to Bryant Park in New York City to see a free screening of Alfred Hitchcock's The 39 Steps. There, he was recognized. Various tweets from the audience emerged. At some point, the folks behind him spilled some wine, which may or may not have landed on the wife of Mrs. Beck, in her vicinity anyway. The Becks left before the end of the movie. Subsequently, Mr. Beck, on his now-defunct broadcast, spent 10 minutes or so feeling sad about America. Among other things, he said, approximately, "If you are sitting on a blanket or any place next to a guy that you vehemently disagree with, don't kick your beverage on them, and certainly not their wife." Now, the beverage kicker in question began to email Gawker and other publications to tell her side of the story. Her email promptly showed up on Glenn Beck's website. Well, you can imagine what happened. Obscene emails to the woman behind the Glenn Beck party. "Get a life, you loser," cussword insult. "And it is with great pleasure I informed your mother that abortion is the right. You should have been aborted," cussword insult. From the larger blogosphere, "Tomorrow is Punch a Liberal in the Face Day." That's from humanevents.com, as is this. "Make it Bring Your Own Club Day." Although most of us vets are perfectly capable with our fists, maybe it's the concealed carry laws, or that we don't mind bouncing them off a wall a few times in my neck of the woods. And Coulter wrote, "Maybe it's time for Beck to pony up some of those millions of dollars he's earned and hire people to rough up the liberal mob, or at a minimum to provide a legal defense to those who do." These declarations of war seem a little extreme to me, frankly, considering it's just about a little spilled wine at a Hitchcock movie. If that's liberal mob activity, well, it beats punching people in the face, bouncing them off walls, at least in my neck of the woods. Oh, 39 Steps is a good movie, too. It's about an organization of spies. Ask Dr. Memory. I gotta go.